This is KUT. The Austin Independent School District is asking voters to approve a $1 billion bond in November. The bond would fund projects at schools all over the district. KUT's Claire McInerney takes a look at the difference between improvements at schools on the east and west sides of the city.
If the bond is approved, every school in the district would receive some part of that $1 billion, but not every school gets the same amount. Some campuses would get money to do regular maintenance or improve technology. For Eastside Memorial High School, that means a new location at a massively renovated building with state-of-the-art technology. Austin ISD Superintendent Paul Cruz says the bond was an opportunity to create changes at the schools based on how the city is changing.
So we're trying to respond to those changes that have occurred over time, but also with this is to bring in new programming.
One way the district says it's doing that is by investing a lot of money in schools on the east side, where enrollment is low. Their reasoning? If they improve the schools and create attractive academic programs, more families will send their students there. Here's how the geographic numbers break down. There are almost 60,000 students on the west side of I-35, only 25,000 on the east side. So there's more than double the number of students on the west side. And the bond funding matches that. Schools over there will get double the amount of money. But if you break it down by how much would be invested per student, east side students are getting more money. But not everyone is happy.
I mean, it sounds like it's a great idea in writing, but
Monica Sanchez and her group Save Our East Austin Schools opposes the bond. She says there's more to equity than numbers.
It seems like East Austin high schools are only getting college and career ready programs, and the schools west of I-35 are getting your STEM programs, your mechanical programs, different academies that offer more choices.
Her group wants to see this kind of money be used to give all schools these academic programs rather than massive renovations.
We really want to be supportive of public schools, supportive of our school district. But when we see that the dollar amounts are not being distributed equitably, we can't stay silent.
AISD says voting yes for the bond would not raise the current tax rate. Claire McInerney, KUT News.